Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Dave's bad jokes
on Today FM.
Getting very close to the book coming out, lads. November 7th, Dave's Bad Jokes book coming out. Lots of messages in already about that. A lot of people pre-ordering. Thank you very much. Someone who's been in touch is not in Australia like John was, but is in Fuerteventura. It's Murphogram. Says, loving the tunes by the pool, lads. Sorry for not sending any jokes this week. You don't worry, Murphogram. You don't have to send in jokes ever again. You've sent in so many. It was much appreciated. Legend. And a picture of him, of course, lounging by the pool. Sure, it wouldn't be a case of saying you were somewhere hot if you didn't send a picture of you lounging by the pool.
Oh, you have to.
Mandatory Maria and contractually obliged Cahill are here for the chuckles and the shortles and the laughter and the...
Make us laugh, funny boy.
I win. It's a bank holiday short week. Come on, guys. You got to be in a good mood.
You say come on.
Come on. You don't say come on.
Mom?
I say come on. No, come on. Come on, guys.
Come on with the jokes.
Tony says, I don't know about you, Dave, but I really needed that extra hour on Sunday morning to work out how to change the bloody clock in the car.
So true. I still haven't done it.
No, I haven't done mine.
Don't not do it. Don't be one of those people that waits 6 months for things to be right.
I think mine is done. I think mine did itself.
Some of them do.
Fancy, yeah,
fancy ones do. Ladies and gentlemen, I was in the kitchen the other day. Ben Finn, this isn't a joke. This is a scene setter. Ben Finnegan, Ben, the newsreader, was up there and went, Dave, no one will listen to my joke. I said, Ben, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Go for it. Prepare yourselves for Ben's joke.
Okay.
I met a guy the other night and he farted so bad he knocked four people out. Gaseous cloud.
God.
You having it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's Ben Finnegan.
Oh, God.
Dropping the jokes.
Trip Ben up. On the way
to bulletin at
11.
You have a nuggie or something.
Maggie says, Dave, for that lad listening on the Combine in Oz, that was John, I haven't seen my twin brother since I left Australia. We were separated at Perth. Matt says, arguing with my wife is like reading the iTunes license agreement. In the end, I just ignore everything and click, I agree.
Yes. So bad.
Louise says, Dave, I just saw on the news that now we're getting into the winter. They're suggesting that people check in on the elderly. I'm usually settled on the couch by about 6 or 6.30. Bring donuts and rosé. Andrew says, I went into Dan's cafe yesterday, but was put off by all the non-stop George Michael music. I'm never going to Dan's again.
No.
Yes!
No.
Oh, God. Brilliant.
No.
Al says, I was born male. I identify as a male. But according to Tesco sticky toffee pudding, I'm a family of four. Irene says, Dave, you have to be very careful reading this. So I've got full concentration now. So you can't mispronounce these little things down here. Irene says, I had a scary moment when opening my new expensive furniture with a Stanley knife. I nearly slit my shelf.
Well done. Well done. Brave man. Brave man.
It was close, it was close.
Well done.
Emily says, Dave, just flying down to the fancy dress shop to pick up my Baroque-era German composer costume. I'll be back soon.
You can see it coming.
I'll be back soon. And finally, a joke. We'll speak to all of us who have Maz or no Maz, Irish Maz. A man on his deathbed smells his wife's delicious cooking from downstairs. He tells his son to go down and get him some to taste one last time. The son comes back empty-handed and says, Dad, you can't have any. Ma says it's for the funeral.
Dave Moore on Today FM.